Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And it's time for our pod squad, who are with us every Tuesday afternoon, to tell us whether or not it is worth your hard-earned time listening to some of the podcasts that are out there. Today we are talking about off-menu.
So if you went to a boulangerie in Paris and you're walking back to your house with the bread and it's sticking out the top of the packet, do you wait until you get back to where you are, or are you going to bite the top off on your way back?
Absolutely not. I'm going to bite the top off.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that thing where it's like under my arm, it poking out of a tote bag, realistically, like quite a deep tote bag. It's
coming up here,
and I'll be walking, and maybe I'm using my phone, maybe I'm
that
movement where it's like tucked in, but it's like hands-free access to the baguette, I think.
Yeah. I love that you're on the phone while this is happening as well.
Yeah.
You're on the phone too.
I'm just doing business.
Yeah.
I'm Bob Star, I'm a busy woman. I'll be like, yeah, I want all those sheets on my desk by Monday.
So if you
that was Irish pop star CMAT on the Off Menu podcast. So our pod squad today, we've got Cameron Hill from Off the Ball and broadcaster Ciara King. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Describe, first of all, Cameron, the Off Menu podcast. How would you sell this to people?
Well, basically, it's run by Ed Gamble and James Acaster. People might be familiar with them from their stand-up or on Mock the Week. They were on that for a good few. They've done all the UK panel shows. And it's the pair of them, they bring on a special guest from the world of entertainment arts or whatever and ask them their favorite ever dream meal, basically. So what's their favorite starter, main course, dessert, side dish, drink? Do they want still or sparkling water, poppadoms or bread? And that's kind of it.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of well enough known. Well, it's well known celebrities, Ciara, mainly on the podcast.
It is. It's kind of been described as the desert island discs of dishes.
Mm.
And there's the who's who. Like if you go through the back catalogue, there isn't a person that they haven't interviewed. And there's a lot of celebrities. And celebrities don't usually talk about food. And you find that they definitely let their guard down because it's the one universal thing that we all have in common. Mm. We like to eat.
Mm. So the premise of the show, did you enjoy it?
Absolutely. Because I love Desert Island Discs. And this is basically the food version of Desert Island Discs. I love James Acaster. I love his sense of humour. Ed Gamble, I wasn't a huge fan of, but the two of them work together very well.
Yeah.
They've been friends since university, and I think Ed Gamble is the guy who kind of steers the ship of the podcast.
Yeah.
And James Acaster is let be very much himself, and I think it works.
Definitely. I think, as you say, Ed Gamble steers the ship. It's probably, not to cast any aspersions, but it's a good episode when there's more James than Ed. Ed is kind of in the background. He's kind of like the referee in a game. If you don't notice him as much, he's doing well, and it's a good episode. Whereas I find sometimes when James, you can sense when he's having an off day and he's not quite into it. And those are the episodes I don't enjoy as much because when James...
Which episodes were they? Because maybe they're the two I listen to. I just feel like I've listened to an entirely different podcast.
Really? What did you not like about it?
Well, the first major gripe I have, right? The length of it.
Yeah.
The first one I listened to was with Nicola Coughlan. I thought, great, you know, Irish star, love Derry Girls. We'll start with this one. It was 7 minutes and 19 seconds into it before we even got to Nicola Coughlan, right? And I remember looking down at the phone at one stage, right? And I had listened to 30 minutes of the podcast. There was 44 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
How can I have listened to half an hour of a podcast for there to be 44 minutes left, Ciara?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. So 4 hours of Joe Rogan isn't for you.
No, I'm not committing that level of time. It's a podcast. Give me the episode in about 30, 35 minutes, not another 45.
I absolutely agree with you. And I got to the stage where I didn't hang around to see what they wanted for dessert.
Oh, really?
Oh, I was gone after the starter. Like, no.
And
it's too
I listened
long.
To a lot of them. I listened to, like, there's some brilliant Irish names there from Donal Gleeson, Nicola Coughlan, who you just mentioned, Siobhan McSweeney, Paul Mescal is there as well. They did a live show with Tommy Tiernan and Ardal O'Hanlon recently in Dublin as well. So I listened to the CMAT one, which it was highly entertaining.
Mm.
And it was very funny. And the Nicola Coughlan one, I didn't really know that much about her, bar the fact that she was in the Derry Girls. And she came across so warm and affectionate and bubbly.
Yeah.
And also Irish women are obsessed with bread. That is something that I've learned.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Men seem to be obsessed with poppadoms or a whiff of a poppadom.
Yeah.
But I listened to Ramesh Ranganathan's one. And I
listened to that too.
and it was too long for me. I got to the stage where I was like, I don't care what Ramesh wants for dessert. It lost me after about 30 minutes.
I actually took a note. I listened to 22 minutes of Ramesh. There was 56 minutes left, Cameron. Like, that is out. It's just an incredibly long length for a podcast.
A lot of podcasts as well were recorded during lockdown as well. So people had an awful lot of time to talk. So I think it's just more like it's an editing kind of problem, I would say.
Now, I listen to it when I'm doing like household chores or something. Or I used to, when I really got into it during university when I was on my Erasmus and heading down to, there was a really nice canteen in Paris where I was. And going down on the way to lunch, it was just the perfect thing to listen to and listen to while you're eating your lunch. And then by the time you're back in college, you're done. Mm-hmm. So the hour and 20 for me isn't as much of an investment. If you're just sitting and listening in the car, it's probably a lot.
It is too long.
So it meant for me that I started this podcast in a little bit of a negative headspace because I was like, this is too long. Like, I'm already taking notes about the length of the podcast. And then when we get to it, like the Nicola Coughlin one, I did find it interesting in the sense more than you care. I didn't know a huge amount about her. It was interesting, I thought, listening to her talk about her height and commentary about her height. And that's obviously something she's had to deal with over the years. She talks about her love of cauliflower gratin, which I too share a love of, and the BBC Good Feud.
And crab claws doused in garlic butter.
Did you look up the photo afterwards?
I didn't. I'll tell you what I did look up though, talking about Nicola Coughlin's podcast, is where she said she watched a documentary about Take That and was obsessed about what Robbie Williams was eating. He's from Stoke-on-Trent, I think.
Yeah.
And I actually did look up afterwards to see, did Nicola find out what it was that he was eating?
You see, in theory for me, when I heard, like, I was thinking about this when I was told this is the podcast we're listening to, Off Menu, and I said, what is it about? And I was told it's about food. And I kind of thought, do you remember the show on Virgin Media, The Restaurant?
Yep.
Like, I loved that, right? Because I loved watching well-known people talk about their favourite meal and dishes they like to cook. So I was like, in theory, I should really enjoy this. But, as you know, not to go on about the length of it again, but that was an issue. And I just thought it lost its way a little bit. Like,
I think it's a brilliant premise. I do think it's a brilliant premise. Because even this very simple question that they ask, still or sparkling, in terms of water, what would you like?
It's always still though, right?
It's always still because people have, like Nicola Coughlin's podcast, again, she talked about stealing. She doesn't drink sparkling water, but she steals them from the hotel rooms that she's in. So when people come around to her house, she has them in the fridge. But even asking a simple question like still or sparkling can spark this kind of wild journey that, you know, the podcast can go on. But I would agree with Andre, just a little bit too long for me.
It also is that kind of pub chat around your death row meal as well, Cameron.
Completely.
So it kind of, I feel it could have been and should have been better than it is. And I'm definitely not going to commit much more time to it. Like, I feel like I've given away half my life.
I don't know. I love tangential podcasts. I love when they go off on riffs. And I'm a big fan of improv as a comedy style. So it's right down their alley in terms of they'll take some sort of strand and they'll go up. Like the bit at the start of the Ramesh Ranganathan one, which really told me it was going to be my kind of episode, was where they were talking about the genie coming out the wrong way and on stage. And,
that was funny.
That was so, I was totally in. I was buying stock in Off Menu. Honest to God, it was brilliant.
The caliber of the guests, Cameron.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah, they're brilliant. It's because they know everybody. And some work better than others. So there's a famous thing among the fandom of, is it a Dan Aykroyd? Because Dan Aykroyd was on it once and just completely threw out the format and said, I'm not doing that. This is how I'm going to do the episode. And they're thrown then. You can see that the hosts aren't bought into it as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Whereas when someone commits and when they know them, the Aisling B one is really, really good and it's very early on. Mm-hmm. But it's someone they really understand and have a great chemistry with.
Did you notice as well with Nicola Coughlin and C-Mat, there was little digs in there at the boys about the English invasion of Ireland?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, did that come up in the Donal Gleeson podcast? You know what I mean? But we're taking every opportunity.
Absolutely. And the famine ships game. And so what is this?
I also thought it was hilarious that Nicola Coughlin said she'd never been to Derry until Derry Girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And Nicola Coughlin as well, to point out, she did play a game called Famine Ships and she was also obsessed with orphans.
Yeah.
And so was C-Mat. I don't know, did you notice that as well?
Yeah, they loved Annie.
Like, this is very interesting, you know?
How many episodes have you listened to, Ciara?
I remember listening to the Donal Gleeson one during lockdown.
It's a podcast you were familiar with prior.
But I stopped listening to it. But I do love the premise, but just for me, there's just an editing issue. But like, if you look at the guests that they have on, Nick Mohammed, Florence Pugh, Graham Coxon from Blur.
Florence Pugh I didn't like. There are some episodes now where I'm like 5 minutes in, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I get the vibe that this is going to be unbearable.
Jada Pinkett Smith. You know what I mean? So the absolute caliber of guest, like the, you know, it knows no bounds really, you know, so you can kind of flick through it and pick out some that you might think is good or you like Paul Rudd, for example. Yeah. I haven't listened to that yet, but I will listen to it because I love Paul Rudd.
Do you like the hosting style?
Like the hosting style. I love the running gags. Like there's a whole thing around James is a big dessert fan, so he hates when anyone picks like a cheese plate or something that isn't dessert.
Wouldn't agree on that either. Cheese is a dessert.
Oh, he'd hate you. He gets
a lot of people do.
About length, there's 20 minutes of James just giving out about someone getting a cheese plate. And like,
really?
It's quite, all day long. It's not for little ears, is all I'll say.
Yeah.
It's very aggressive.
Okay, so, but it's the kind of thing you could dip in and out of, couldn't you, guest dependent?
I think so. And you get ideas of where to go. Like they always bring up Bang Bang Cauliflower at Wagamama as one of their favourite sides. And I went and got it and thought, oh my God, yes.
Really?
Okay, so it's influencing you then, so.
Yeah, if you're going on holidays and there are places like in London, a lot of them are in London because they're all London-based comedians, but when you go to places like there was a really good fry shop in Antwerp that I went to, and yeah, you start to get ideas of different types of food, and okay. Oh yeah, this person's taste is probably a lot.
Someone here says they've actually bought a lot of the wine that they've recommended.
Really, on their website they do have a list of all the different locations and restaurants that have been mentioned on the podcast as well. So that's great, obviously, for the restaurants involved and whatnot.
How many stars, Cameron, will you give it out of 5?
Oh, I think it's 4.5 because I wouldn't get 5, but I absolutely love it. I think when it's burning bright, it is. Appointment listening every week.
Mm-hmm. My God.
I'm somewhere between 3.5 and 4.
Right. I'm about 2.
Yeah. No, it's just, again, the length.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, can people do it? I feel like, do you remember Barbie the movie? And it was 2 hours long, right? And, you know, whatever about Oppenheimer, but all of these movies that are just nearly 3 hours at this stage, like, I have the same feeling about podcasts. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be any more than 30 minutes.
No, I agree with you.
There you go. That's Off Menu. That's the podcast we're talking about here this week with our pod squad. Off the Balls, Cameron Hill and broadcaster Kira King, I should say. We will put it up as well too on our Go Light app. You'll be able to listen back.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.